Hi, everyone. Radical Russ here at the Patients Out of Time Conference, 10th annual Clinical Therapeutics Conference here in Baltimore, Maryland. And we're here at the desk for the American Cannabis Nurses Association. Tell folks your name and tell folks about the ACNA.
This is Eileen Konieczny. I'm president of the American Cannabis Nurses Association. We're a 501c3 non-for-profit professional nursing organization going out and actually trying to reach a subspecialty in cannabis nursing. So we are going to be launching our online core curriculum on 420.
Perfect timing.
We're really excited. It's going to enable nurses to get 8 continuing education credits and at the end of it, a competency in cannabis nursing. And it covers the gamut of everything from the history of why cannabis is the way it's being treated, dosing and advocacy, everything a nurse needs to know about, you know, being able to advocate on it on behalf if they're in a non-legal state, or being able to help their physicians better recommend it and use it as a real medicine.
That's great. Have you had to deal with any conflicts with the traditional nursing associations out there?
No, the ANA actually supports this. They've supported this for, and I don't have the date, but they've supported the education of nurses about medical marijuana, because they know that patients are using it and they need to be educated on what it does.
Nurses always have seemed to me to be further ahead in this than the doctors have been. Do you think that's true?
I think that's true. We're the foot soldiers. We're with the patients every day. And, you know, once you learn about the medicinal benefits or you know the science behind what cannabis does, you know, you can't help but try and get this into the hands of the patients.
There's a lot of talk about the DEA possibly addressing rescheduling of cannabis. What are your thoughts on that?
That's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
It's definitely a double-edged sword. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hoping, you know, if you look at the CARES Act.
Yeah.
And you look how, you know, they say that they're going to leave the state programs alone. That's hopeful.
Yes.
But, you know, if it really goes strict pharma, then there's issue with patient access, and then the fact that it'll actually work, because we all know that when you strip away it down to just a THC or a CBD, it doesn't work as well. So we completely advocate for whole plant medicine, and so I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. It'll be really interesting.
It's frightening to me, because when I hear the talk about possible rescheduling to Schedule 2, and I go, I think, you mean like meth, cocaine, and OxyContin?
Right. So, but there's a part in there that, you know, it's gonna help with research, and okay, so that's good, and okay, and then as always, you know, they say it's a step in the right direction. Okay, that's good too, but it I'm afraid what it might do for the patients.
Yeah.
It really should be descheduled.
Absolutely.
Completely.
Deschedule it. So if people want more information on the ACNA, how can they find you online?
So we're at www.AmericanCannabisNursesAssociation.org. It's a really long one, so we're really sorry about that.
It's the longest website ever. AmericanCannabisNursesAssociation.org. You'll find it, folks.
Thank you so much
for your time.
Thanks a lot, Russ.
And have yourself a great conference.
You too.